This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Hannah Farley, Community Outreach Manager for the University of Rochester's Finger Lakes Cancer Screening Program.
Rural area, for the most part, that you serve in the Finger Lakes. How challenging is that? What sort of obstacles do both patients and also you face?
When I'm out in the community, right, I've been doing this for about 5 years. A lot of the barriers aren't always, you know, we often think that, oh, it's transportation. No, it's proximity to a healthcare provider. Yes, in part it is. It is hard for a lot of people to go see a doctor, to go get a cancer screening when they live a 45-minute drive from the closest doctor's office. But another thing that I often see in our more rural areas, I call it grit. I grew up in a rural area, right? A lot of people think that they're pretty darn tough, and they are. But a lot of individuals, and my family included, don't like to go see the doctor because there's a perception that they don't need them, that they don't need a cancer screening, that if there is something wrong, then that's just going to kind of be the way that it is and to just have to live with it. And that's something I've seen a lot, especially in our rural areas when it comes to our cancer screenings.
How hard is it to sell screenings, if you will? Because no one wants to think about the possibility of getting cancer.
I'm so glad that you said, like, sell screenings. I was actually at a food pantry yesterday out in our South Seneca County talking about colon cancer screenings. And it is a very personal subject. People don't want to share that information. They don't want to be overheard talking about that information. What I found the best way to kind of encourage people to get their screenings, it's to, you know, really encourage, like, good stewardship of the body, not just for yourself. You know, I like to consider the body as kind of a gift, not just to yourself, but to your family. There's people that count on us to be around. A screening, obviously, yes, it's for yourself. It's for your long-term health. Those little decisions, like making sure that you schedule that screening and you keep that appointment and you show up to that appointment, those little decisions add up to long-term health, not just for you, but then long-term family health, where you get to stick around longer for your children, longer for your grandchildren to see them grow up. I think that's very important. And I know so many people know that family is important. So that's kind of, like, you know, how I like to frame our health is not just for ourselves, but for our family.
Tell me about some of the specific programs you've been involved with to try to increase the number of screenings.
We work with mobile mammography units from multiple health centers to help bring these mobile mammography units out to our more rural areas to help women get screened. And then we also will pay for those mammograms and we'll pay for any diagnostic care that they need if they don't have health insurance, because that's another reason we found that people don't get screened is they don't have health insurance and they can't afford it. And that's where actually the Cancer Services Program comes in, and we pay for those screenings for people that don't have health insurance and can't afford it. That's one of the programs. Another one is we really encourage people when it comes to colon cancer screenings to take the test that is kind of best for them. And the best test is really one that gets done. So we go out and we always have these at-home colon cancer screening kits with us. When I'm out in the community, if I find someone that they have to be 45 years of age or older for these colon cancer screening kits, there's like some age eligibility guidelines. But if I find someone that's 45 years or older, they don't have health insurance, they can't afford a screening, I will get them signed up for a free kit, hand it to them right then and there. Then they'll complete it at home. And if there's any abnormal signs within the stool, we're going to then also help them schedule a colonoscopy and pay for that as well. So those are just like a couple programs that we're involved in.
In your 5 years on the job now, I mean, what are some of your takeaways so far of what the biggest obstacles are and what the biggest challenges are that lie ahead?
The biggest obstacle I found is people waiting to get screened. People put things off until they see that there's a problem. And it's devastating to see this happen to people. People I know that I've met out in the community before, I've had conversations with them. I've tried to encourage them to get screened. And then you see that there's benefits and their honor and stuff. And it's really awful to see that. So people waiting to get screened continues to be the biggest obstacle that I see. And looking ahead, I really think that we are becoming slowly more health conscious, and that I think it's getting more normalized to talk about cancer. It used to be such a taboo subject. And now I think that we are more comfortable, you know, as a culture, sharing with our families, sharing with our friends our experiences with cancer. And, you know, maybe sharing about our most recent cancer screening, maybe sharing about our last mammogram or our colonoscopy. You know, how did that go? I see that looking ahead as a really positive change.
That's Hannah Farley, Community Outreach Manager for the University of Rochester's Finger Lakes Cancer Screening Program. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.